You're listening to highlights of the Creative Process and One Planet podcast's interview with Carlos Moreno, author of The 15-Minute City, a solution to saving our time and our planet. This podcast is supported by the Jan Michalski Foundation.
After the COP21 in Paris in 2016, I proposed for the first time this concept, the 15-minute city, as a new perspective for having a more horizontal city, multi-service city, a city oriented for satisfying essential needs for inhabitants and to reconcile the quality of life and sustainability. For a long time, we have opposed sustainability and the reduction of CO2 emissions, the switch towards renewable energy with the economic development. With the 15-minute city, we have proposed a way for having at the same time a more ecological city with a strong reduction of CO2 emissions and at the same time to foster a local economy for developing more local jobs, local employment, shorter circuits to generate, to reinvigorate neighborhood for having a more balanced city. This is, in fact, one of the most relevant aspects for explaining this great worldwide success of this concept to rebalance the ecological, economical, and social aspects in our cities and territories. That the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, has understood the importance of this concept for joining a new lifestyle in the way for fighting against a global warming. Proximity is not only to fight against the global warming. Proximity is at the same time to reconcile with nature, to develop a less polluted city, for having more vegetalization, for having more trees, for having more nature in cities, and to go beyond to develop the new business model in cities, to develop the local shops, to develop the local commerce. The local commerce, this is not only a question for buying or selling things. This is the social interactions. This is the social interaction in the way for transforming public space, for transforming streets. The process of federalization of cities in Paris is at the same time for fostering people to access to the proximity shops. And we need change the mindset of the new generations, in particular kids and young people. Of course, each city has a particularity by its origins, in the geographical, economical, political, social, religious context. Paris is so different of Buenos Aires in South America, of Busan in South Korea, of Melbourne in Australia, or Portland in the USA. The question is not the 15, 10, 20 minutes. The question is to offer a happy, polycentric proximity adapted in the local conditions. The most relevant point, in fact, is to go beyond the particular fostering capability by capability, even if this is totally necessary. But the real strong lesson from Paris is, I explain in my book, when the mayor of Paris, just after launching this concept, he said, we need to change the local urban plan of the city of Paris. The last time when we have voted in Paris, a local urban plan was in 2000. With this concept, with the strong commitment of Anne Hidalgo as mayor, in May 2023, the city of Paris has voted the new Bioclimate Local Urban Plan. This is a plan available for the next 10 years, based on this idea, higher proximity, nature as a common good, development of the local services, development of the public spaces, development of the low carbon mobilities, the local shops, medical services, etc. I want to advise our different mayors around the world. The strategic point is to vote a local urban plan for ensuring not only a short term, but to develop a mid and long term based on this inspiration. This is the, in my opinion, most strategic lesson of the Paris experience. We need to combine the concrete immediate measures with the midterm for having a local urban plan or territorial local plan in order to reconcile these ecological measures, economical new, these ecological measures, economical new geography based on more local interactions and local employment, local shorter circuits, and at the same time to foster more inclusivity, social mixity, and social interactions. We need to develop a dialogue with the different stakeholders of a city, the different economical actors, and to have in permanence this same dialogue with citizen dwellers or with inhabitants. We need to listen to different citizens. Proximities are not the same for a teenager, for a young people, women, men. Proximity is not the same for a couple without children. It is not the same proximity for a couple with children. It's not the same for elderly people. It's not the same for elderly people in good health condition or bad health condition. We need to adapt these services in proximity for the different profile of people that live today in a street, in a district, in an area, in a city. We need to mix with the scientific analysis. We need to understand the socio-demographic, the socio-economic trends. It's not the same to develop it with more and more rate of presence of elderly people, to develop a city with more and more trend with more young people, for example. The needs are not the same. And the business model is not the same business model. You said, for example, the question of the retail. Retail is so important. For a long time, with the model of the fragmented city, we have observed the emergence of this tremendous mall in the outskirts of cities. Today, we need to reinvest this model for reinvesting commerce in cities, for having more local shops. Local shops is at the same time the spot for generating more social interaction. You are totally right. This is not the same thing to have the seconds just to click for delivering automatically my order account to go to my street to work and to buy these things in a local shop. In one case, we'll develop this illusory bubble of my electronic existence. We'll continue to develop this isolated life. We'll continue to develop this permanent loneliness. We need to fight against that. It is necessary to change our mindset. In this period of the intensive use of social electronic networks, of the artificial intelligence, we need to give a priority for humanizing our cities, for humanizing our life. This is our duty. And we need to discuss with the economical actors for fostering to switch towards a more human city, including for the business, for commerce, for cultural activities, for medical services. This is the difference from the technological smart city, a real on human smart city, towards a 50-minute city as the expression of a really human urbanistic way. This is our challenge, and this is for the next 2 decades our target, to humanize our city. The Olympic Games in Paris have shown to the world that it is possible to recreate, to regenerate a really vibrant city with the harmonious life between districts, different places, the role of the same river as nature in the presence of a lot of people for having a more real liability and not in illusory computer life by social networks. As the culture are two essential keys for transforming our mindset, we need, in fact, to underline the importance in cities to develop humanities. Humanities are not only to have access to the cinema, to theaters, to books. This is, of course, absolutely mandatory to have this dimension. But humanities is to develop empathy. in cities, to develop otherness, to consider that we are a lot of people in cities, so different, with a different skin, with different origins, with different stylized, but we could coexist in a city or learning in permanence from each one of us. Otherness is the really relevant value for developing more peaceful cities and for offering today concrete affirmations for the next generations. We have today a lot of social tensions in cities. We have a strong development of racism, of populism. Our democracy today is in danger, in face with this totally tremendous radicalization. At the origin, one of the sources is the isolation provoked by the predominant role of social networks for developing hate as the most current behavior in the relationships between people. We need to break out this relationship based on social networks to transform into real life with public spaces, with welcomeability, with the social mixity, a cultural mixity, and in the happy proximity based on the 50-minute city of the X-minute city. This permanent social interaction is at the core of our humanistic project. We are today a universal duty for fighting against this radicalization, violence generated by populism and racism. And today we need to be aware that cities are the places for developing a lot of different mixities. And mixities are tolerance, otherness, and to understand our differences are important values and not an obstacle for coexisting and for developing mutual care and more well-being. Education is at the core of our transformations. Nelson Mandela in South Africa said, we have three powerful weapons for transforming our life. Education, education, education. I am professor at the university for more than 40 years. And I have observed the process of transformation, the different generations, when we have this capability for transmitting more humanistic values, for discussing with the new generation that we need to find a sense of life, we need to find a sense of belonging to this humanity. But for having this sense of life, we need to find the sense of our local community. UN Habitat, the United Nations in charge of cities, for the next World Urban Forum in Cairo in November, has taken a motto, all start at home, all start in our local life. I think that this is today really relevant. To be aware that all start at home, all start in a local community, is to be aware that we need in permanence the in real life context for creating this humanistic process. And education is not only to go to the school. Education is to have in permanence an open mindset at home with my family, in my building with the others in the street, in the square, in the different activities. The otherness should be a permanent lifestyle for transforming our individual behavior and to transform our relationship. This is the sense of this proximity.
We hope you've enjoyed this program and listening to the highlights of this podcast. If you'd like to get involved in One Planet Podcast or learn more about environmental projects, click on the subscribe button. Thank you for listening.